The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Morning and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Wednesday, August the 3rd. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at what is a decent card for us tonight here at Sligo. Seven races, run on predominantly heavy ground, soft in places, bit of a blustery forecast as well. So obviously it's going to be very testing for the horses here tonight. I've also tried to look at horses that have got good form here in the past, and hopefully that combination along with soft ground will produce one or two winners for us here this evening. We begin with a weak-looking maiden over 7 furlongs. It's a maiden auction race for the two-year-olds. Not many horses stand out here because they haven't shown a great deal. But the ones that have showed quite prominently in their early races, I quite like Josie Echegaray from the Andrew Slattery Stable Yard, of course, in good form. They're two winners at the Galway Festival last week. And there's a good chance to hear this one. I'll add to that tally. Decent run first time out at Tipperary, and quite a good maiden won by Steve Grace. The second and third are both won. Azira and Leo Minor, thus boosting the form. Well, although he didn't really figure too prominently the other day at Galway, doesn't really tell the whole story, really. He was drawn wide, he was towards the rear through most of the race, and he never really got given a chance to show what he could do, really, on probably in it, quite a hot maiden for the grade. Obviously much easier today. He could have done with a slightly better draw. Trap 8 is a bit of a worry around the outside, but hopefully Declan McDonough can get him into a decent position. And if so, I do think his odds are around about 3-1 this morning. Represent a bit of value here for Josie Echegaray in the first. On to race two then. And the one I like here is another horse that ran well out of a good maiden at Galway last week. And the horse in question is Steely Eyed from the Patrick Martin stable. That horse had just had the third run there at Galway, and that has got it, give him a handicap mark of 68. And I do think her overall form definitely is good enough to figure prominently in a race of this nature. That six at Roscommon the time before when she was badly hampered has worked out well. The second and third are both run subsequently. And she got hampered as well at several occasions at Ballybrick last week in a race that was run at a sound tempo. This is, like I say, this is a lot easier than what she's taken on. She will handle the ground. She's already gone twice on the soft or heavy ground. She's well drawn, and with Wade Lorden in the plate, I'd expect Steely Eye to outrun her odds there in that 7 furlong 2-year-old nursery. On to race number three, and this is probably the best race on the card, certainly from a betting perspective. It's a very competitive looking 7 furlong handicap. Onside Your is bound to be popular following a good run at the Curragh the other day. And Orangey Red represents a stable that always has to be feared in these kind of events. And she's also got a course and distance win to her name. But the one I really like here is Bonya, representing the inform Michael O'Callaghan stable. He's had several good high-profile winners of late, including Intrepid Prince, who won at Galway, then followed up the other day in consummate ease at Naas. And there's a good chance that this set mare will at least run well enough to finish in the first three here at a track that she really likes. She's run here at this venue three times. She's finished second, first and third on her trio of performances here at this stiff uphill track. Her last run here when she finished third behind Downforce certainly represents a decent standard of form. And she's done nothing wrong in her three subsequent starts. She was a winner at Fairy House. She was fourth at Roscommon and an eye-catching run as well last week in a hot handicap at Galway when she got absolutely mullered and no run whatsoever in that race won by Beau Satchel. David Simonson, who was taking seven off, couldn't really get her into a challenging position. She absolutely flew home. Interesting that David keeps the ride. I do like this young lad. I think he's very, very much value for his £7 claim. He's a top-class prospect in the making. And the combination of him, the horse's form on soft or heavy ground, and course and distance form certainly gives Bonya a good chance of overturning the strict weights and measures that she's got a little bit to find on the official figures. But hopefully she should be good enough to overcome that and go really well here in this set 7 o'clock. Moving on to the 7:30, and all eyes will be on Ali Shan, quite rightly too as well. She was very impressive first time out when well fancied at Roscommon. Then she went to the Curry of the Day in a hot handicap won by Qatari Hunter, who's carried all before him subsequently. Qatari Hunter's gone on to finish fourth last week, of course, at Glorious Goodwood, and certainly justified his trip over. The time figure was good, and with form on soft ground, she's going to be very difficult to beat here. Sorry, he's going to be very difficult to beat here off a mark of just 86. I certainly wouldn't put you off him. But there is a couple of much bigger prices that I do think will outrun their odds, and maybe are worth putting in the forecast combinations with the favourite. The two horses in question are Daredevil Day and Miss Ballygally. I'd probably perm the three of them up and just hope for the right result to fall in our lap. Daredevil Day was ninth last week at Galway, but it was in such a hot race. Even finishing 14 lengths behind Total Demolition certainly gives this horse a chance there. He didn't get the clearest of runs, and he didn't get a chance of justifying his 4-1 favouritism. But he does like it here at Sligo. He likes soft ground, and I think he'll run much better than he did the last day. And that Miss Ballygally was another hot, big eye catcher in a hot handicap at Galway last week behind Millefiore. Although getting beaten 9.5 lengths and finishing 9th of the 17, this horse got absolutely no run whatsoever when travelling well in behind the speed. She basically came home on the bridle. And if you go back to her run previously at Sligo when she was second behind Northern Sky, that would give her a little bit of a squeak here, at least, you know, of making up the numbers and finishing in the first three. So my strategy here would be to perm those three horses together, Ali Shan, Daredevil Day, and the outsider, Miss Ballygally, in some exotic multiple combinations. On to the 8 o'clock then. Probably the most classiest race of the night brings together a field of decent three-year-olds. Sea Swift, Landsman, My Brother and Immortal Bridge all look useful in their own right. Of the quartet, I'll probably just go with Dermot Wells' charge, Sea Swift. I think he'll improve for the step-up in trip as well. That's certainly the case based on his run at Nacy the other day when he was very strong in the finish. There's been a couple of horses that have come out of that race and already franked the form, such as Not a Whisper and Etched. His time figure was good. And that backed up a good run first time out in a very hot maiden at Leopardstown, which went the way of Claudio Monteverde. It was the race, of course, the Gurkha was third in. So he's definitely improving with every run. He looks fairly uncomplicated. And Dermot Wells' horses at this track always have to be feared, particularly on soft ground. So Sea Swift gets the vote there in race number five. On to the penultimate race then, a mile and a half handicap. This looks a very, very decent contest in the offing for fillies. Ringside Humour has just been unbelievably consistent this season for the Jim Bolger stable. Since May, this filly's actually run 10 times, but she's showing no ill effects of all those arduous performances. Certainly on the basis of her last run, she isn't anyway. That good run at Galway was an excellent effort when she finished third behind Golden Spear, and she might have actually won that day had she got a much clearer run. It also proved that she stays a mile and a half really well, and she's got a win here early on in the season as well on soft ground when she was a comfortable winner. All her form's top class. She's definitely the best horse in the race. And if she's anywhere near the kind of level that she has been of late, then she should take all the beating. Albeit, I do think Sister Blandini will give her plenty to think about. She's a real big imposing mare by Master Craftsman. And Johnny Mertz has managed to produce her twice to win very comfortably in her last two starts. Obviously, this represents a massive step up in class. She goes from a mark of 70 to 85. But she has the kind of qualities that maybe could overcome that impost. And I think she's the most one likely to put it up to my selection, Ringside Humour. On to the final race then, not a particularly strong race, and the obvious choice here is Joseph Murphy's Banaff, who's definitely getting better as each run progresses. A third at Nace represents a decent level of form behind No Biggie, and then he was noted standing very strongly in the latter stages of a race that was won by Sister Blandine, of course, represents the form half an hour earlier. Providing that horse runs in that well in the mile and a half handicap, there's no reason why this horse won't follow suit. He seems to stay really well on the evidence of that run down in Killarney, and his time figure suggests that he's the one to beat. So Banaff is the choice in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this version of the Irish Racing Podcast. Some decent action to come later on in the week, so hopefully you will tune in for that, because we've got Leopardstown tomorrow night with the 7 race card. So it's bye for me, signing off for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.